Penguin Audio presents Strategic Moves by Stuart Woods. Read by Tony Roberts. One. Elaine's late. Stone Barrington was uncharacteristically late in meeting his former partner at the NYPD, Lieutenant Dino Pichetti, for dinner, and Dino was not alone at the table. Dino ran the detective bureau at the 19th Precinct. Stone's other dinner partner, Bill Eggers, managing partner at the prestigious law firm of Woodman and Weld, pretty much ran Stone, who, working from his home office in Turtle Bay, handled cases and clients of Woodman and Weld that they did not wish to be seen to handle. "You're late," Eggers said. "I'm late for dinner with Dino," Stone said. "But since I didn't have a date with you, I prefer to think of myself as right on time for our meeting." Eggers managed a chuckle. "Fair enough," he said. "I'm buying tonight."
"For me, too?"
Dino asked. "For you, too, Dino," Eggers replied. A waiter set a knob creak on the rocks before Stone. The other two men already had glasses of brown whiskey before them. Stone raised his glass, but Eggers put a hand on his arm. "No, I'll do the toasting tonight," he said, raising his own glass. "To Stone Barrington, who has earned more than a night out on my expense account."
"Hear, hear," Dino said.
"I'll drink to that," Stone offered, raising his glass and taking a pull from it. "Is there an occasion, Bill, or are you just feeling magnanimous?" "A little of both," Eggers said, taking an envelope from his pocket and handing it to Stone. Stone saw, through a window in the envelope, his name, which indicated to him that it might be printed on a check. "Bill, have you taken to personally delivering payment of my bills to the firm?" "Open it," Eggers said. Stone lifted the flap and pulled open the envelope far enough to see the amount of the check, which was $1 million. His mouth worked, but no sound came out. "Don't bother to thank me," Eggers said. "After all, you earned it, and may I say that this is the first annual bonus the firm has ever paid to an attorney who is of counsel." Stone recovered his voice. "Why, thank you, Bill, and please thank anyone else at the firm who had anything whatsoever to do with this. This event is occurring because you were substantially responsible for bringing in Strategic Services as a new client, and they have turned out to be a very good client indeed. The death of Jim Hackett has increased their need for your counsel and ours." Jim Hackett had been the founder and sole owner of the firm, which served many corporations around the world in security matters of all sorts. He had been shot to death while in Stone's company on an island in Maine by a sniper employed by two senior members of the British cabinet who believed Hackett to be someone else. "Thank you again," Stone said. "I want you to know, and I realize I'm saying this in front of a witness, that if the growth of the Strategic Services account continues, as I believe it will, then by this time next year I may very well be recommending you for a partnership at Woodman and Weld," Eggers said. Stone was once more dumbstruck. That this might happen had never in his years of service to the firm entered Stone's mind. Furthermore, he knew that a partnership in Woodman and Weld would bring an annual income that would be a considerable multiple of the check in the envelope he held. Stone had always been an outsider at the firm, only occasionally visiting its offices and listing as of counsel only at the bottom of its letterhead. "I will take your silence as evidence of shock," Eggers said. Stone nodded vigorously and down.